Hey, this is Overslept with me, Chris Laker. How you doing? I'm still in bed. It's 7:25. I gotta make this a short one because I have to get a plane and everything and to get my stuff together. But I wanted to still record a Sunday. Maybe Sunday shows will be quicker, you know? Because, I don't know. Let's see how this one goes. But I like doing Sunday shows. Anyway. Last night's shows were amazing. Yeah, they were so much fun. This place is, Charlotte's fun. The city itself just looks like it was built all during like 90s Clinton bubble time. That's what it just looks. It's very 90s looking. It doesn't look like it existed before then. It's very interesting. But the people here are nice. I don't know. At least the people I met. I'm sure it's a bunch of, you know, it's like anywhere else. I'll be happy to go home. Anyway, there was like this Wikipedia page Kevin sent me. I think I'll just talk about this and then I'll get out of here. But it's a very odd story. I never heard of this guy. Elmer Edward Solly. He was born in 1945. In 1970, so he would have been 25. That was easy math. I don't know. He's convicted of manslaughter, which seems like a pretty light charge, seeing as he beat his girlfriend's 2-year-old child to death. But he didn't mean to kill him. But, and I guess in 1970, you were given a little more leeway in beating a child. So the guy got locked up in 1970. And then he escaped custody in 1974. So he did 4 years. He got sent to a regular prison. And then his mom was writing all these letters saying, they're being mean to my son. So they got him to a medium security. He eventually was getting like home visits and shit. And he split when he like was getting like a home visit to his mom's house, and he tells the psychologist, I want to go visit my girlfriend. He had a girlfriend. For some reason, these convicts, I hope it's not the same girlfriend that he beat the shit out of, he killed his kid. Yeah, but dude was on the run till like 2000. And he was pretending to be a former member of Sha-na-na, which is, everything about this guy, except for killing a kid, I love the idea of going on the run, assuming an identity. Yeah, well, this is all 1974. I think it was so, everybody just relied on you being truthful. You know, no, you couldn't check on everybody. So it was like real easy. I think I would have been living under assumed identity at that time. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know why he sent me that. He thought it was interesting, I guess. And I thought it was pretty interesting. Read it. You could check it out on Wikipedia. I'm not good at. I think that he sent that to me because in the Wikipedia of Woodrow Wilson, and saying how this is ridiculous. I'm reading Wikipedia. And a couple people actually liked it. So maybe that'll become a regular feature of what's going on. I guess I can look at the news. What's going on? That's not Trump news. Okay, Trump. The Grammys. Grammys are happening. So, good. You know, I hear that's going to be, is it Beyonce or Adele, you know? I think they're both fantastic. I can't really tell you which one I mean, guess you go Beyonce, I don't know. Yeah, definitely go Beyonce, go American, and she's the best. She's best, but I would never like put on an, you know, like play one of her songs intentionally, but I wouldn't do that for Adele. But they're both great. Immigration, that's still Trump. I should have planned this better. I only caught some of Saturday Night Live last night. This is sort of Trump related. Everything in my news feed is Trump. But fuck, dude. Everything I saw on like Saturday Night Live last night was like insanely funny. And it's all going to really, I think, upset him. And you know, he watches that show. He's obsessed with television, that dude. I get that. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in a long, long time. And to watch it and see that it's a pretty good show is exciting. Because you hear it's like, you kind of just watch it when you're a kid and you stop. But I also have some friends over there. So, not to get show busy and drop names, but I know a few people in the cast, a few people that are right there. So, you know, it's nice to know that I don't have to, like, you know, I could be like, hey, this show's great. Boy, this episode's not, you see, I don't even feel bad about Sunday episode not being good. And I swear to God, I'm just going to get this to 10 minutes. I'm going to get the fuck out of here because I got to do shit. And, you know, just like a little, hey, it's Sunday. How you doing? I'm laying in bed in a hotel. Maybe when I'm at home, I can do like full. Yeah, Sunday's going to be a little. Maybe I'll figure out a Sunday thing to do. Maybe you guys can help me figure out, like, what's good for a Sunday? You know, what should we do? Should we pray together? Should we talk about the news? Should we talk about some other I don't know, some topic that we, that's just like a Sunday thing. I don't know. Oh, also, I'm recording this like fucking early in the morning. It's not gonna go up until afternoon because it's a real pain in the ass to upload this thing here. I'm gonna be home by like 1 or 2, whenever, you know. So I'll just upload it then, because I don't think anybody's just like getting up first thing in the morning and can't wait to get this episode. I mean, it's not a lot of people listening to this show right now. It's the first week. Hey, that's right. We got through the first week. Fuck, 7 days. That's pretty exciting for me. You know, I feel good about that. I didn't know I was going to make it for a whole week. Now I feel strong. And this next week's going to be fucking better than the first week. I'm not going to say great. But start, like, pushing, get people, start promoting. Start getting people to listen to this thing and make it something. You know, let's make it something. And I just wanted to, you guys listening are the best. And if you, I'm not going to even say spread the word yet. I still want the show to get a little bit better. But like maybe at the end of the next week, I'll start feeling a little confident. But you know, keep tweeting stuff at me. Anything that you want to, I don't know, anything you want me to talk about. Tweet it at me. or, you know, just say what up, or anything. Or if it sounds like shit, I recorded my phone again, because I didn't bring my microphone, just like yesterday. So, in case you didn't listen yesterday. Some people probably, you know, maybe some people skip episodes. I get it. Can't make this every day, you know. But this one's shorter, because I'm getting out of here now. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being with me this first week. And we're going to keep going. And we're going to make this the biggest show in the world. And that's it. We love you.